like to do with this Machias Chaburah is just go over something which guys here did in Machias. And Mamish, for the most part, I'm sticking Gemara Rashi Tosas. And just point out a couple simple nekudas and perhaps suggest an idea. Really, I did this in Ian share with my guys. But I think it's okay if guys doing Machias, so it's G'day. I also plan, Bez Hashem, to organize Rabbi Friedman, Shlita, Diane Friedman, who wrote a sefer on Hilchas Yichud, to give us a share on practical Isser Yichud. So that's the Bez Hashem, coming attractions here in Summersville. Now, just to start quickly from Pamlin days. So the first Mishnah, I think you should walk away with two important background yesodos. Firstly, the Mishnah says, Yachad Adam Shtei Nashim, Ava Isha Achaz Mishecheles Shtei Nashim. So Stam, Minein being the Mishnah, the Mishnah is machalik between one man can't be with two women, but a woman could be with two guys. And that pashtus is, even halacha l'maisa as a heter, is the iser yichud by a man is not just one on one, but it would apply if he had two women, one man and two women, that would be an iser yichud. Because the Gemara says, noshim baitim kalos. But if it will be two men and one woman, right, you have two guys working in a law firm and there's one secretary, that would be okay. Me'ikar adin. Two men and one woman, that's beferish the Mishnah. That's tam, one important heter you see in the Mishnah. And the second point, b'shemen omer, af ishechem is yachem shtei nashim, b'zman shel ishto imo, v'yashim im pundik, nesha ishto misham rasa. So the Mishnah also introduces to us a concept of ishto misham rasa, that a man's wife watches him. And poskim ha-mechalek, is this the same as b'ayla b'ir? Different by a woman, there's protection for a woman if her husband's in town. Here we're talking about protection for a man in terms of the Isser Yichud, because his wife watches him. Ramosha is Medayik and Shuvas, that there's perhaps a difference. One's called Baila Be'ir, the other one's Isser Mishim Raso. A little more active, a guy needs a little more watching. But my point is not to speak out the Marmakomas. There. Okay, that's the basic. So you see from the Mishnah over here on Pam and Bays, two important heterim. The heter of two men and the heter of Ishto Mishim Rasa. So if a guy's wife is there, he would be allowed to be miyachid even with one other woman. Right? Really the practical thing would mean that one guy and one woman alone in the room, where his wife, let's say, is outside. That would be okay. Right? Tosa says, oh, havamina, maybe dafkani too. I'm sure havamina, why is Tosa saying that? Okay. Okay, that's halacha ma'aseh, so that's Rabbi Friedman, Kasha. I'm just learning the Gemara. Now, there's a major nafkamina, how to read this Mishnah, that comes up on Pei Beis Amud Aleph. This is why, even for Bikias, you know, a lot of times guys just like view their Bikias like, okay, what's this week's quota? You have to have a little broader vision. So, Pei Beis Amud Aleph, the second Mishnah, says, Kosha Oskov Imanoshim, Lo Yisyachin Imanoshim. A guy who's involved with women and can't be miyachin with women. Velo Yilmod Adam is, but no, in this Imanoshim, you shouldn't teach your kid that. And then they go into all the illnesses. So, Chara, the Pasha Kasha, everyone should have come across in the Kiyas, is what's Pashat in the first line of the Mishnah. Right? Where's Rafi from my golf clap? Right? You shouldn't be miyachin with women. Shkach, no one's allowed to be miyachin with women. What's the Chiddush of the first line of the Mishnah? Kosha Oskov Imanoshim, the halacha is Lo Yisyachad Imanoshim. So Rashi learns Pshat like this. Rashi learns Pshat Lo Yisyachad Imanoshim, Afilim Harbe Noshim, Uflish Libo Gasbahu, Vakum Mechapasalov, V'il Ishachrini, Bein Shtei Noshim, Tnan. The Mishnah already says, Avum Shalosh O Arba Shapadami. So Rashi over here on Pei Beis is telling you how to be Medayik and read the Mishnah on Pei Beis. When the Mishnah says a man can't be miyachin with two women, it's Tafka. But three plus women, Rashi is saying there's a heter. So we're counting, it's already the third heter we came across. Right? Not just there's a heter of two men with a woman, not just, I had to, Ishlemishlem Rasso. Rashi over here on Pei Beis tells you the way to learn Pshat in the Mishnah on Pei Elma Beis is one man is allowed to be miyachid with three plus women. It's only two women there is a problem, not three. What's the chiluk? Because by two women, there's a svar of Noshim Daib and Kals that both women think they're going to have relations with this guy. But three, four, five, come on, the guy's not having relations with all those people. It's not shaykh. So therefore, by three women, there would be a heter. That's what Rashi learns. And therefore, how Rashi touches up the first line in the Mishnah, by a regular guy, halacha is, he could be miyachi with three women. But by a rochel, but by a guy who's oskavim anashim, so he's around women all the time. So it seems like both ways, that he has more access to them, and they're less afraid of him. And the Mela, it is shayach, a problem even with three plus women. That's how Rashi's learning over here. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is a normal guy, there's a heter of three plus women. That doesn't apply to Oskav v'Menashe. Okay? So far, all we're doing is picking up heterim from simple Mishnah and Rashi. No. Now, Zaktosos, Los Yachin v'Menashem, Perish Bekuntris, Va'afilo v'Menashem Harbe. Rashi said, you can't be miyachid. There's rochel, even with a lot of women. V'davka rochel, v'ish acher mutter, v'kasher aram. So he has a kasher from Pei Aleph. When the case of nashim b'fnim, nashim b'chutz, choshim b'shem yichud, mashim b'da'os of this yachim, nashim harbi l'kol yalma. Tosus wants to bring a raya from the Gemara in Pei Aleph. That over there, the pashas of the Gemara is mashma, that one guy can't be miyachid, even with many women. Okay, you have to obviously have to see how Rashi is miyash of that. But he answers, lo yisyachin manashim. This is how you read Pshat in the second Mishnah here on Pei Beis. You can't be miyachin in women. Afilo ishto imo, even if his wife is with him. De sharina la'el, de kivin de havi rochel, ikach shoshav tefeh. On Pei Elma Beis, we also said before, there's a heter of ishto misham raso. If your wife is around, she's going to watch him. Zatoso, that heter does not apply by Rochel. So it comes out from this little piece, there's two machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. There's one machlokas Rashi and Tosos if there's a heter called three plus women. Rashi says yes. Tosos thinks he has a raya from Pei Aleph, then no. But there's a second machlokas, right? If Tosus is reading this Mishnah, is talking about Ishto Misham Rasa, there's no heter, even by a rochel, Rashi obviously is not learning that way. Rashi Pashas would say, there is a heter for a rochel if he has Ishto Misham Rasa. So there's really two machlokasim over here. I don't know, Kavachomer, they're different heterim. So it comes out there's two machlokasim here between Rashi and Tosus. I'm not asking to double machlokas because it's totally on, you know, on the Gemara over there, and you have to mail and read the Mishnah here. But it comes out there are arguing, you know, two different things. And Tzarech Bir, here's two spots you have a machlokas in between Rashi and Tosos in Hilchas Yichud. Rashi over here looks like the Mekel. He's Mekel three plus women. He's Mekel Ishto Misham Raso by Rochel, and Tosos is the Machmir. No such heter, three plus women, and there's no heter of Ishlam Mishnah Rasa by a rochel. Okay, just poshut the kiss. So, obviously, if we could, you know, figure out a pshat in the machlokas Rashi and Tosos, this I would say is the point, which I, you know, in Bikias, here you clock your in how much time to do. You notice there's a machlokas, a couple machlokas in Rashi and Tosos. I don't know how much time you have to spend to see if you could find what's pshat in the machlokas. That's more of an in kasha, but that's one ha'ara. Ha'ara, there's another machlokas Rashi and Tosos I came across in. Now there really are a few. I'm not giving the full scope of the sugya, right, guys? You know. I think that's a good, you know, in the mirror to give a nice bikias test like this. Tell me how many machlokas and Rashi and Tosos exist just in the Isser Yichud. So I found two. I'll give you a third, but I think there's at least four or five. Just saying. Huh? Yeah. Snort. Anyway. So hold on. Okay. Oh, so that's what I want to see. Zucked pay aleph from an olive. Amaraba. Baila beer. Ein chayshishim isham yichad. If the woman's husband's in town, we're not chayshish because of yichad. So Rashi learns pshat, going back on the Gemara earlier about malchus. Baila beer and chayshish misham yichad lahalkos. We're not going to give you malchus. She's afraid maybe the Baal's going to come. But the clear diuk in Rashi, which Tosa spells out, Baila Be'er and Choshem Mishem Yichud, Perish Bekuntras, in Choshem Mahalkos, Mash Mitoch Perusha, Sura Miyaheka. Rashi learned pshat that Baila Be'er is not a heter. All the Baila Be'er, it patters you from Malkus. But Baila Be'er is not a heter. Right? This is major halach lemaisa, hak, because Rashi over here is being machmer. And a lot of his situations, you know, Baal HaBe'er is a big game time heter. So Rashi's saying the heter doesn't exist. There's no heter for Baal HaBe'er. Let me just read the next Gemara, just for context. Amar of Yosef, Pesach Pesuach, L'shus HaRabim, Choshe Mishem Yichud. Another heter called Pesach Pesuach, it's Mutter Mishem Yichud. Happens to be, there's no Rashi on this. Rav Bibi, Ikla Lebei Rav Yosef, Basel de Karch Rafle, Amale Shokel Darga Mitusi Bibi. So basically, right, there was a case there that Rav Yosef and his wife were hosting Rav Bibi in their upstairs attic Airbnb. So they said, hey, you know, we got to take away the ladder so there shouldn't be an Isser Yichud here. That's the quote of the case. Fret Gemara of Amar Rabba Baal HaBe'er and Choshem Mishem Yichud. What are you hacking? Take away the ladder. You don't need to take away the ladder. It's Baal HaBe'er. If Yosef was around. So Gemara answers, which is a major yesod. Shani Rav Bibi Deshishvini Havei V'Gaisibah. Rav Bibi was someone, he had a shaychus to her. They used to watch movies together. I don't know. Shishvino Hava, right? Don't tell the Shidduchim. But Lamaisa. They have some shaykhs, and therefore there's a din of libel gospel. So normally there's a het or baila be'er, but there's an exception. This is also halach l'maisa. There's an exception for someone who's libel gospel if you have too much shaykhs. Now, check my halacha share with the halachic nafkamines of this. Quite major. But look at Tosas for a second. So Tosas quoted Rashi. If Tosas has a bam kasha, a kasha. If Rashi says there's no heter baal be'er, im kein might parch besamach of Yosef to come a shakla dark mitusi bibi, v'am a rabba baal be'er and choshe mishem yichad. My kusha, nehi de malchus leka isu miyeka. What's the Gemara hacking about Malka? What's the Gemara hacking that there's baal be'er is a kasha on the Rav Bibi Rav Yosef story? There's no heter baal be'er, according to Rashi. The Gemara makes no sense. The only way to learn the Gemara of Nera Farish in Choshem Klal Mishem Yichud. Tosa says it's Mochruch in the Gemara. Mamish, the next Gemara. No Bekiyas Kashas. It's the next Gemara. It's Mochruch you have to learn. Of course there's a Heter Baal HaBe'er. And that's what the Gemara's next Kasha is. There's no Heter, excuse me, that there is a full Heter of Baal HaBe'er. And therefore the Gemara had a question on the story that why do you have to take away the ladder? There's a full heter by Baal HaBe'er. Some are qualified. No, the heter doesn't apply by libel gospel. So that's a bomb kasha Tosas is asking Rashi. Obviously, you have to be miyashiv Rashi from that kasha. But once again, here's another machlokas, Rashi and Tosas. But what I scratch my head about this one is by the first two ones, I put Rashi on the kula team. And Tosas on the Machmer team. Here, not only do you have another Machlokas which needs beer, what's Pshat in the Machlokas here, Rashi and Tosas, about Baal HaBe'er, but here it's the opposite. Rashi's the Machmer and Tosas is the Mekel.
Well, he has more coolants already, so he doesn't need another coolant.
Take that to Hollywood. But there's no limit on your coolants, right? Hold on, this is being recorded. Yeah.
Before Mako and Tosso said that Rachel and his wife is with him.
By a Rochel, we're not talking about a Rochel, we're talking about a regular guy. The last one, so the two things which Rashi were Mako, Rashi was Mako by the Rochel, Ishtamashim Rosso, and Rashi was also Mako three plus women. Tosfos was Machmer by both of those. So Bishlam, if you tell me, okay, you know, Rashi Shita is Mekel and Yichud, and Tosa Shita somehow is Machmer and Yichud. But here, it's Mamash Pufra Keret. I see funny faces.
Why is it for sure Tolle in the general?
No, it's not for sure Tolle. I'm pointing out that obviously it isn't. Because look, the Mamash going opposite ways there.
In general, that's supposed to be a red flag? That's supposed to be a flag in running?
No, but I think it's important you come across Bekias. You're responsible for Gemara Rashi Tosas. So you should walk away with knowing where all the machlokas and Rashi and Tosas are. Not just because here this is Mamash Halacha L'Maaseh Gemaras. Right? Baila Beir, is that a heter or not? There's a major machlokas of poskim because it's not clear. Do we pass like Rashi or Tosas?
Right, especially because he's pointing out that, look, over here, it's the opposite. It's not like an
Eichel. Right. Is
that a red flag?
Yeah, it just means it's not Tolle. It just makes more problems. So I'd like to say one little simple ha'ara, which is pretty simple, I think. One day, during Bekias Seder, I happened to overhear Nisano and someone else fighting about Bekias. And they were hawking, I think, this chakira. So I'm happy, it's a pretty simple chakira. I found, that's what I put on your sheets, that Rav Shach basically says this. And it's a very yesozdika chakira. Okay, he talks about the chakira on the derisa of the Rabbanon levels, but I don't think that's the etzim nekuda that you need, per se. But what's pshat in the Isser Yichud? Very simple. How do you learn up, what is the Isser Yichud? So a partial way to learn it, right, probably what we've been taught since little kids, is that, look, or at least little kids coming to Chavetz Chaim Musa Yeshiva, that, look, men and women need to be socially distant. There's potential for problems. There's potential chash of znos. So therefore, I think you were fighting with him. So therefore, the Isser Yichud is predicated on a chash of znos. So look, if we could find a situation where there's no chash znos, if we could memite the chash znos, we take away the chash znos, so then you have a heter. But be'etzim, the Isser Yichud was set up to protect against cases where there's chashash znos. That's the poshut way, I believe, to learn pshat. However, Rav Shach, and really Rav Shach's goal, is to be miyashiv the svara of Rashi by Pesel Pesuach. Where does Rashi come off? The Pesel Pesuach is aser. L'chora, Pesel Pesuach is the most classic thing. Sorry. I meant to say Baal Be'er. Take that again. Why by Baal Be'er is Tosus's pshat is Baal Be'er is a complete heter? Why is it a complete heter? Tosus makes all the sense in the world. Because Baal Be'er, she's afraid her husband's going to come around. Memeil, there's no chash nus. Nothing's going to happen. Her husband's there. She's afraid of him. So how could Rashi argue with that? Rashi argues in the psychology, Baila Be'ir, she's not really afraid of her husband. You'll make another kochas nefesh machlokas. So I believe the way Rav Shach learns pshat in Rashi is Rashi holds that the Isser Yichud was set up be'etzem as its own freestanding Isser. Enoch and Nami, the motivation might have been we want to curb the znus. But the nature of the Isser itself, motivation mechanism, Rabbi Luban, 101, right? But the Isser itself was set up as Stam and Isser. Once, there might be the motivation, the Chashas knows, but the Isser was made, if we have a situation of Yichud, that is Asser. That's how you learn Pshat and Rashi. Thus, Rashi would say, Enachanami, Baila Be'ir, Baila Be'ir. Does that Mamayit Achshasnos? For sure, 100%. So Rashi, how can you say it's Aser? How can you say Baila Be'ir doesn't take away the Iser? I'll tell you why. Because true or false, are you alone in the room with a woman? That's Yichud, right? So that's Aser. There's no heter to the Iser Yichud. Oh, so Rabosai, how could Rashi say there's no heter to the Iser Yichud? Isn't Beferish, you're asking, and there's Iser Mishum Rasa. I'll ask even better. What about, this hour of Shach, this trouble, what about Pesach Pesuach L'Rosh Hashanah? What's the halacha by Pesach Pesuach? The way that most people learn, Rav Shach amongst them, and the only one I found arguing is in the Tziv, I think, Mar Meisada. But everyone assumes Rashi was only saying, by Rabba's case of Baila Be'ir, that it's Aser. Pesach Pesuach L'Rosh Rabba is Mutar L'Kol Yama. And that we find L'Halacha. Pesach Pesuach L'Rosh Rabba is Mutar L'Kol Yama. Rashi, how's the Mutar? If you tell me there's no heter on Iser Yichud, Iser Yichud is its own freestanding Iser. So why is Pesach Pesuach Mutar? So it's Pasha Teretz, so Rav Shach doesn't say it as Pasha. He should have. That's what my conscience is. Achara Pesach Pesuach, you say very simple. It's not a situation of Yichud. When the door is open, say, can you stand with a woman in the street? Yeah. I mean, it might be not Mosadik, but Be'etzem, there's no Iser Yichud in the middle of the street. Pesach Pesuach L'Rishus HaRabim is not a situation of Yichud. See, according to the way Rav Shach is setting up, in Tosos' world, there's an Iser of Yichud for Achshash Nus, but there's a Heter, there's a potion. That if you take away the Achshash Nus, and everything's fine. But in Rashi's world, if the Iser is a freestanding Iser, there's an Iser for Yichud. So there's no Heterim for Iserim. Matar Iserim does not mean we're Matar Iserim. No power to do such a thing. Right? 1 second. Shh, 1 second. So, L'maisa, the only way in Rashi you get around Yichud problems, if you tell me that case is not Yichud to begin with. Pesach Pesuach L'Rosh Hashanah is not an Iser Yichud. I don't care the man and woman staying in the same room. But that room is ki'ilu, it's Rosh Hashanah. So therefore it's mutter. Yeah. I'm watching the clock. Oh, so 1 second. So if you say pshat like this, so Rav Shach himself really explained Rashi, Machlokas Rashi and Tosos by Baila Be'ir. Baila Be'ir, it's a Machlokas in the underlying idea, what is the Iser Yichud? Tosa says there's a heter on the Chshas Nus of Baila Be'ir. Rashi says there ain't no heter. How's Pesach Pesuach work? That's because it's not a situation of an Iser Yichud. L'chora, you could take this to the bank also to answer what Daniel is saying by Ishto Mishum Raso and by 3+ women. Let's go first in Tosus. In Tosus' world, Tosus says, look, the only heter is when there's no chashash of znos. So Tosus can say, you know what? I think when you have a rochel, I can't give you a heter vishnu and mishum raso. There's still a chashash there. So Tosus' world will say, there's a problem here. 3+ women. Sorry, there's a problem there. Rashi could perhaps play games, according to Rav Shach's move, and say, just like we say by Pesach Pesuach L'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's not called a situation of Yichud. Yichud is not just a man and a woman alone in the room. It has to be a man and woman alone in the room that's confined. There's no one there. It's not, the doors are locked. But at Pesach Pesuach L'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's not a situation of Yichud. So Hu Adin, even if a man and a woman are in a room, but there's 3 women. That's not Yichud. That's a crowd. 3 is a crowd. That's not Yichud. Ishto Misham Raso, Rashi will say.
Rashi's
going to say Ishto Misham Raso is also not a situation of Yichud. I would say, Danielle, I don't think you have to go as far as say she's in the room. Even if she's outside the room, but she's right there, she's monitoring it. There's no Isser of Yichud when it's being monitored. Haga ba'atzmacha, and the post can debate this case. What happens if you have a man and woman alone in the room with a security camera? That's good. Now, that's a certain thing. It's my, you're alone in the room. No, you hear when there's something being monitored, that may not be called Yichud. Kalshikin, the door's open. So, what then? Ishto Misham Rasa, she doesn't have to be in the room, but she's around. She's monitoring it. She could be monitoring better than a camera. So that, in Rashi's world, is not called a situation of Yichud. Memela, it's mutter.
Why is two women a problem?
Two women is a problem, because two women is the same as one woman. Two women is because it's not a crowd. Because two women, he could have relations with both of them. Two guys is not a crowd. By a Rochel, if it's Ishto Misham Raso, Rashi will say, or three people. What's Pshat three people by a Rochel? Why is that usher?
It's not color of
number, it's color. 1 second. Rashi says, right, it has to be a situation of Yichud. So three is a crowd. So Teretz is, right. You have to say it like Tzvi. Tzvi is saying a nice word. And there is, the Rochel is a transformative figure. He can make the same situation. Three was always a crowd, and therefore it's not, there's no Isser of Yichud, according to, by a regular guy. But by a Rochel, three is never a crowd. He can handle as many as you give him. So Mamela, that comes back to a Rochel, three women is like two women or one woman. So that's a situation of Yichud.
What about Abishol with Padre
Yitzchak? Oh, that's Benny's Kasha. That will save for, you know, I mean, because Machlok is Rashi and Tos is there? No.
Well, I mean, that was like Tabor Yitzchak.
Noshim Nivachutz is another.
Because of Tabor Yitzchak, Rashi has to understand those words. Why
I mean, why would they set it up this way if Lemaisa? Yeah, so maybe I said it too parif. You know, what I'm not sure I even have to say that the motivations of Chashnas. Okay, I mean, the Torah asked it. This is a gather. Medarim. So it's not clear that was their goal. According to Rashi, was the goal to take away Chashnas? No. The Torah said, this is what we're supposed to do. You should make a darim when it comes to Erva. Harchik, harchik. So I'm fulfilling my din. I'm making an Isser over here. It's not foolproof. Because if you made it as a chashash nos, okay, but that's not the nature of how they made the Isser. Something like that. Rashi will say, by those cases, I don't see. Tosas, you say, oh, there's a chashash nos there. Zalman was hitting on that. There's a chashash nos there. So you're right. Rashi's goal, I'll refine it a little better. Rashi's goal is not necessarily the same goal as Tosas. Take away Chashnas. No, Rashi's world, the Torah set up an Isser. They made an Isser. You know, it was the motivations. No, tie me in the crawl. Ask for Pshaya Kohn. I don't know. Sefer Achenach. But I just spoke to his son tonight. So again, by.
It's not really a question already. It's not a question.
If it's just a din on how many people, so fine. But change what it is, so we actually do care about the Pshat.
So again, Rochel could change what it is. So a Rochel could change what it is, Lagabe three women. But he says it's not Mustaver that'll change what it is, Lagabe Ishto Mishim Rosso. Maisa's wife is watching him. So if his wife is watching him, that's another step. Maybe he says it's dominance unrelated to Machlokas Rashi and Tosas. Tosas holds in general three is not a heter. Again, in Tosos. Hold on. Anyway, I'll come back to you in a second. So that's all I have to say. We very good hak. But this is Simanish Pasha things. You're going through Bikias. Tight shut Machlokas and Rashi and Tosos. So simple. Yeah, this is Shas Ichad. This is Mamash all here. Yeah.
Really, what, I just want to clarify the difference whether it be a chilas between one man and two women, and one woman and two men. Rebbe would say, if you're rocking down, just the way that you can serve
with yeah.
Even though Rashi, there seems to be svaras why that's true, but that's the way it was. That's why the only kasha later tomorrow is on the theorem.
Yeah. It's pasha, let's take her of shach and run with him.
Sure.
Yeah, so Rav Shach makes up a din that Malkus is Tully. See, Rav Shach says it more like there's a Daraisa level, there's a Rabbanan level, so Haguva, maybe that's why he wouldn't extend it so much. He says that the din of Malkus is Tully on the Chashah. We give you Malkus because of Hoshish for Znos. Haguva, in Ebe and the Gemara, you see that, right? Because Gemara says they're nervous about the kid. Otova Shmua, right, all these things. It's clear from the Gemara there's a potential problem by Malkus that you think therefore there's nus issues. Right? If you give Malkus, you'll say the kids of Mamzera and they're did's nus. The whole coal business. It's on this. No, it's the Gabi. This issue is there. Shasha's nos. You have to worry that the woman is a mazana lady.
Is the ghost of Bach and Rashi for Lilo? Does that make a difference?
Which Bach?
The Bach says when Rashi says Lilo, he says like Marzutra.
I didn't think so, but yeah, okay. So Shkayach, we did this. So I have to be careful because in Yichud I knew that I had something to say. And you guys are doing Ayin Ches, I don't know over there yet, but Nestama, there's stuff to talk about. It's, you know, it's Rov, Chazaka, Miet, Nemanis, like, there's everything in the world.